Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus, and we invite you to spend the next half hour with us. This is the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation broadcast, and wherever you are out there in television land, just stay right with us for the next half hour. And opening the program today, we have some very, very special guests with us. And we know that you will enjoy them as we have been able to enjoy them so many years. Not only are they great artists, they're good friends. They're great friends. And one of the greatest, or the really greatest, gospel group, I believe, in the world today. And it is my pleasure to be able to give to you J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet.
I will never want Battles all around, troubles of mind, so much confusion everywhere. Things taking place that I never dreamed of, sitting on knees and it's in the air. Don't know how long the Lord's gonna tell it, but it'll be ready when he calls for me. And it's so good,
just know
it. It'll be joy,
joy when I see him.
With great love,
love we're gonna greet him. It'll be joy when my Savior cares me home.
Oh, it'll be joy,
joy when I hear the trumpet sound.
Great love,
love, we're gonna greet him. It'll be joy when my Savior carries me home.
Love unspoken, promises broken, envy and strife on every hand. No need to think that I'm gonna change it. These are the seeds of mortal man. But you know the Lord has promised me here on a beautiful place, made with the hands, and it's so good.
Just know it.
It'll be joy,
joy when I see him.
With great love,
love, we're gonna greet him. It'll be joy when my Savior carries me home. Sound.
Joy,
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 I'll be heaven bound.
Oh, it's so good,
good just know
it. It'll be joy,
joy when I see him.
With great love,
love, we're gonna greet him. It'll be joy when my Savior carries me home.
Oh, it'll be joy,
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 joy when he carries me home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's our pleasure to be with you today and be on your program and to be in your congregation, to be a part of a people that are serving a living Savior. It's our privilege, the Stamps Quartet. At this time, I would like to, if it's okay with you, to introduce you a man that we've backed up on a bunch of records. We have backed up in some time. I'm talking about backed up singers. That's what we really are. We've oohed and awed behind a lot of people. But we ain't never been behind anybody that loved the Lord anymore. He's got a great voice. He's got a great talent for Jesus Christ. And I'm speaking of your own Tony.
Sweet. I thought I heard the shovel of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter. Tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Well, you may throw your rock and hide your hand, plotting in the dark against a fellow man. You sure as God made the day and the night. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, talk about the mood in your brother's eye. You sure as God made the rich and the poor, you're gonna reap just what you sow. You may run on for a long time,
run on for a long time,
run on for a long time. But let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut them down. Some people go to church just to signify and try to make a date with a neighbor's wife. But brother, let me tell you this, as sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, you mark my word, you think that brother has gone to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That old brother don't knock no more. You may run on for a long time,
run on for a long time,
run on a long time,
but let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
Go tell that long-term liar.
Here's a song that everyone loves, that really knows the Lord. It's called I'll Walk with God.
We'll never walk alone while we walk with God. Seems so strange so often to the people who do not know God. Towards the ones of us who know Him in such reality and truth, that we can have such explicit faith in Him and an expression always and a knowledge of His nearness, of His power, and of His glory. I think about the life of Jesus Christ, how knowing all things from the beginning and the ending was endowed with that same faith that He has so graciously given unto us. A faith that was willing and obedient to go like a lamb to the slaughter. A Christ that was more than willing, for knowing that the cross would be a finished work, that it would not end there, but that death would be finished. Eternity and the glory of God without ending. I think of this Jesus as he walked the path of life, the many varied requests that were brought to him, and how there was never a challenge that was too great, never a voice so small that he couldn't hear it, never a motion towards him of kindness that he didn't acknowledge. How that life, all the petitions, but how it's such a testimony to us today, how it burns in our hearts, an eternal everlasting flame, a guiding light that lights our pathway as we walk on through the storms of life, reaching up with that same unmovable, unshakable faith, knowing in the darkness, though we may not be able to see it, but that that nail-scarred hand is there as close as the reaching out to. I think of the tenderness and the mercy of Jesus Christ, the request, the petitions, but how there was always a willing ear, an ear of mercy, stopping, ministering, healing, serving, waiting upon, building for eternal and everlasting values. How the woman that had suffered so many years, all her money was gone. A woman that we possibly would think of in the social structure as maybe a little nobody, little widow. But she had suffered so long and so hard, and her monies had all been spent for doctors. This was the last resort. This was the one hope that she held to her heart as she saw the crowds of people as they gathered in and around, pressed in to the narrow little streets of Jerusalem. But in her heart she knew that if it would just be possible, that she in some way would just be able to press in there, just be able to move in. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, she said, I know that I would be made whole. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, she said, I know that I would be made whole. There was no doubt in her mind. That same faith that Christ possessed through his power had been transmitted unto that follower of Jesus Christ. For she was a follower of Christ Jesus. Isn't that right? If I could just get through here, if it's just possible, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be healed. All these years of suffering, all these years of crying out, all these years that even the smallest mite I possessed has been spent to no avail. But if I could just touch Jesus. And she kept moving in. And by faith, she was able to reach out and to touch that man called Christ. And Jesus knew suddenly and immediately that someone with the power of faith had touched him. because there was something different about this touch. It wasn't somebody that was pressing in out of curiosity. It wasn't somebody that had heard all these wild accusations about Jesus. But there was transmitted unto him that faith of his Father, that suddenly he realized, he acknowledged the virtue, the healing power is coming forth out of my body, and I have been touched by someone who believes. That's the essence of that story. That faith reached out and took hold upon the living Christ, and something began to happen. That same old-fashioned faith that we accept him into our hearts and are born again, something so powerful and so supernatural happens to us. Blind Barnabas, hearing the throng, the crowds of people, he couldn't see, but he kept crying out, "What's going on? What's this crowd all about? What's happening?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth cometh this way. Jesus of Nazareth passeth this way. If it's Jesus, I can be healed." And again, that same faith that possessed the body of Jesus Christ sprang forth as that ear of mercy was attuned to those words, "Jesus, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy upon me." There wasn't any doubt that he could. "Just hear me, Lord. Hear me, Lord, I'm blind, and I know that if I can just reach you, that I'm going to be made whole." Jesus listened for that soft voice, and he turned around and touched him. And blind Barnabas had a testimony that until this day you and I gathered together right here, we're going to meet him one of these days, as surely as we're right here. He's going to tell us that story. I believe that. He's going to say, "Let me tell you about that, Susie. Oh, when I heard those voices and they told me that Jesus of Nazareth was passing that way, I knew that this was it. And I called out to him, and he heard me, and he answered me, and he healed me." These are the testimonies of the ages. Pick out any one of these people, and they'll tell you of a surety that by this same faith, when they called out to this same Jesus, that he heard them, that he answered them, that once they were blind, but now they see. This is the essence, the glory of the gospel. And in closing, you out there who have never known this experience in God, you have never known what it means to just reach out in simple faith and just touch the hem of his garment. Something is going to happen to you when you touch the garment of that man called Christ. Friend of mine, there's room at the cross for you. Wherever you are, just kneel down, for Jesus of Nazareth passeth this way. And all you have to do is just reach out, acknowledge his presence, and ask him to come into your heart, to be your Lord and your Master. Yes, there is room at the cross for you.
The cross upon which,
the cross upon which Jesus died, is a
shelter
in which we can hide.
And
his grace
so free
is sufficient for me.